Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy, hell back, not no more, came back, settle score. Me be you, one on one, ain't no stopping, what's begun, foundation, hard work, determination, demonstrated, brick laid, long nights, overstayed, never played, insane, don't justify, I just wanna make a song cry, let it speak, loud and clear, no pain, no fear, ambitious, sound vision, cooked in the lab, my words missing, vocal tracks on overload, just how I seen it unfold, not twisted, not tangled, I'll leave your tooth mangled, unrecognizable, bird box, no blindfold, bust back, doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Get all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
It's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B-I-G-O Meezy, Big O Meezy, the great communicator on this hot, but you know, it's cool, West Coast Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? It's West Coast Wednesday. I know I'm always talking about the heat when I'm on my show with my sister, the Sibling Rivalry Podcast. I'm always talking about the heat. And you know, I live in Sacramento. I've been living here for quite some time, but I'm just telling you that, you know, this heat is cool. It's like a 90 something degree right now, but I'm gonna tell you something, starting this weekend and going on for probably a good week, it's about to be the hottest it's ever been. I don't know ever, but I know it's gonna be 104. I know it's gonna be 105. I know it's gonna be 106, and I know it's gonna be 107. Now we're gonna have to figure it out. We're gonna have to hit the water. We're going to have to, you know, in Sacramento, we notorious for having these roving blackouts because everybody be wanting to turn on the air condition, but you just ain't going to be able to do it. We're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have to work as a team because we can't afford no blackouts, y'all. What we got to do is come to some type of conclusion. We got to hit some water. We got to balance it out. We got to go somewhere with some air condition. I don't know. However you deal with this heat, get to a pool, but stay safe, stay hydrated, man, because it's about to get real ugly. And speaking of ugly, you understand me, this is going to be one hell of a electoral season, you know what I mean? Everybody know yesterday, Joe Biden just announced that Kamala Harris, however y'all want to say it, I think it's Kamala, everybody in the media been trying to figure out how to say her name. But it's gonna be heavy. It's gonna be crazy. And of course, right on time. You know, our people. You know, our black people. We come in with everybody coming with different type of receipts. They come in with different type of receipts. It's gonna get ugly. They like, oh, she's a prosecutor. He's a this. I don't know. I'm gonna listen to everything. One thing I'm not gonna do is vote for Orange Face. Y'all keep that to yourself. Like I said, today is a big show. I got my big bro E Feasible, Belafonte, Bellagio, Meriwether coming on the show. We're gonna be chopping game. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's just a whole bunch. You know, we all working under these quarantine conditions, dealing with this COVID shit, dealing with the states and the different rules and laws and regulations that they got us up under, and we all trying to navigate. And you know, as a businessman like E40, man, I believe he can give us some jewels and he can give us some information as far as how to navigate and keep shit going. So, like I said, man, it's the Real Spill Show. Let me bring my homeboy, man, my partner, man, DJ Sensei. DJ Sensei, what's up with the guy?
What's good with it, my ninja? What's good?
Oh, man, you know, like we do in Mainstream, stay afloat like the Love Boat, you know what I'm talking about, during these times, you know what I'm saying? Earlier, I was just talking about Joe Biden. He just picked Kamala Harris as the VP, you know, running mate. What's your feelings on it? How you feel about that?
You know, I'm happy that she got the she got picked to be his VP. I'm happy for the black community and for black women and women in general. You know what I mean? That's a historical position that she's been put in, and hopefully she, you know, it could happen. But you know, there's a lot of people online, Facebook, and all this stuff. That a lot of people in our community going hard on her and talking about all the black folks she locked up and stuff. But as a prosecutor, that's kind of what you do. And so, you know, that's kind of, I don't understand. You know, it's like cops and robbers.
I'm going to be honest with you. I believe, you know, Joe Biden could have picked Jesus himself and somebody would have had a problem with it. So people always going to have a problem. But at the end, and they already starting with the the lesser of two. We got to pick the lesser of two evils, and whatever we got to do in unison as a unified front to get some type of order in this country. If some people who think that it is order, I just happen to think it's in disarray, and it's the reason why everything is shut down. We don't have, of course, COVID is the main reason. The China, you know, like Trump would say, but at the end of the day, it's here and it's overtaking everything. Everything is getting canceled. The NBA is cracking. I must say, I talked about that yesterday on me and my sister's podcast. The few games that I watched, the Lakers in Denver and I think Portland and Utah, that was off the hook. I don't know if it's Portland, Utah, but it's Portland somebody. Dame Dollar went for 61 points. That's just a tangent. I'm just talking about there's good things going on, but at the end of the day, we still trying to dig ourselves out of this hole. And I think it's going to get better. I think we just need to get orange face up out of there. And I think, you know, everybody could have their opinions. I've been seeing everybody post their opinions. The homie Cam posted some stuff, and just different people. But you know, I don't know. We got to come to some kind of accord on this particular subject. Hopefully, so I got my pick, my E40 pick to start the show off, and we're gonna be coming back. We're gonna be we might get into some talking. I'm just gonna, you know, patiently await the ambassador to come in. But it's only right for this particular show that I start almost at the beginning at one of my favorite records. If y'all know this, you know what I'm saying, turn this up loud while you're sitting wherever you at. You're at the house smoking a cigar, smoking a blunt, or you got some slurricane or some, you know what I'm saying, some E40. You got anything, fill your cup right now, you know what I'm talking about, and get off in this right here. This is the Bumble E40. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Real Spill Show. We'll be right back.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Drop it. Alright. Yeah, play that like that. Alright, mild with that shit, nigga. Alright, bring that bass up a little bit. Yeah, like that. Alright, check on it. For the Spill Show.
Catch me, Lexus of Concord, reached out to touch me. Some of you ho kick ass niggas like bras be messy. I know some beautiful black intelligent women that's sexy. E40 backin', actin' blackin'. I don't be barkin', no even high cappin'. You better watch me, I'm comin' snappin'. 95, 96, 97. Fatal custodian, 30R6 custodian. Special shout to casual jail, the souls and opium. About the town, the Valley Joe. Just like a Democratic, I'm for the cold. Pull up the Bumble, new click shit ain't no punk out. Pedestrian stumble, sound like a gorilla trying to get up out the trunk out. Continue striking it. Hope you're liking it. You're making nasty, set the bus stop, you're talking it. Yeah, but reneging off clean bogus. When it comes to spitting, I'm ferocious. Manish with it, cabbages, savages. Hanging out the window of a sudden, we count savages. All day, every day, 40 play, he say, she say, bitch, that away. Keep it going though, don't stop. Shaking bacon soda, forms a rock. Rose on a triple beam scale. Burn the duct tape, but keep all the yale. Whip appeal, whip overkill, extra citrus, really real. Equally specialist, twist by drizz, I'm in the devil is backing. Sitting around click, cause watch it, you know I'm kazakin. In the morning, morning, cooking bacon, bacon. In the ghetto with the bulletproof apron. Here comes the loss, battling, I'm crushing through my walls. I'm in my drawers, running from the canine cocaine sniffing dog. Some niggas hate me, some niggas love me. Some niggas shake my paw, some niggas mud me. I see you tweaking, I see you geeking. Your boot just with me, while you sleeping. A motherfucker ain't gotta be flash Gordon, I'm in front of a batch to get a batch dead. The whole protective shit won't work, that bastard won't your strip batch. Letting them know, Grifonio, Zodiac sign, Scorpio. See them read it, soldier, B-A-L-L-E-J-O. Never show weakness to your enemy. Never leave your crib without your pepper. Big yacht, I'm trying to get niggered. Open up shot, cotton candy and licorice. Cash is stash, is that's a must. We made another million and that's a plus. Don't get it twisted, man, don't try to find me. Might be in Switzerland or Hawaii. One, two, three, four. Wheels, new shoes, scrapping, toe to toe. Crack, blackjack, and casino. Strike sideways, hit Reno. Raw cat, I know smiling. Sitting low, start profiling. Bitch, fuck the bumble. New glitch, it ain't no punk ho. New glitch, it ain't no punk ho. My death, fuck it. Alright, got my motherfucking cousin off of this bitch. T-Van, you know what I'm saying? Genuine G, you know what I'm saying? My motherfucking nigga, almost high. What's that, a nigga over there swerving, boy? You know what I'm saying? We're doing this shit for the 9 motherfucking 4-5 caliber. You understand me? FedEx, this bitch. FedEx, Mike motherfucking Mosley. Sam Bostic. That is square. I'm off these swamp water shits, man. I'm off these swamp water shits, man. You know what I'm saying? Easy back it up. Easy back it up. Easy back it up. Bring it back. Come rewind. My nigga Hollywood. What's up, fool? Motherfucker. Check it out. Go ahead and stop the motherfucking tape, man. I'm gonna just swerve it. 240 in this bitch. Yes.
Yo, it's Deadly Hash, and when I'm not ducking P.O. or chilling with a hoe, I'm in the mix with Big Ol' Meezy on The Real Spill.
Yo, what up? This is Droopy, and you listening to The Real Spill Show with my family member, Big Ol' Meezy.
Mama surely a take her thumb, put the spit on it and wipe the cold from my lips. Trip, daddy left us all alone. Papa was a rolling stone, barely seen us ever home, but all it did was made us strong. Even though I'm a thug and it's hard to hide, I cry when my partner almost high die. Why? The good gotta die young. But let me spit this bad taste off my tongue, never know when it's your day. Chain smoking, my auntie smoked 3 packs a day. She from Oakland, but she lived to be like 108. Who has the answer? You got a chemotherapy. No more cancer.
I could have been a tragedy. What this life has dealt to me. But the higher power's got his hands on me. But don't you get me wrong.
Remember slaying that as a kid.
Shit.
If I make it big. But it came a time when I was tired of trying to pitch and cry. I heard Run DMC and said, I want to rap. Imagine that. I guess it really was worth joining the marching band and playing the drums in the church, because I'm a man now. I got my own little style, been doing it for a while. Refuse to throw in the towel. I made my mama proud, because I was chasing the dream. I come from nothing. My life was never peaches
my grandmama said, come here, son, let me put some blessing oil on your head.
On my head. In the tragedy, what this life has dealt to me, but the higher power's got his hands on me.
All your business, she repeating it like a parrot. Don't get it twisted. Don't call me daddy, he'll call me your highness. If I stick my fist out, you better kiss it. I have her sprung like some dope. I have a bitch all in her emotions and choked up like Latrell Sprewell did his coat. You the baddest chick in the room, and I bet your coochie so good that it need to be trademarked. Legal Zoom. I'm trying to get rich, but see, you hard-headed and divisive. You want to be a vindictive bitch. I got the right of way. Bitch, get out here and get me my fetty so I can put it on my cousin books and JPEG.
I got 19
Your partner hit a slim, man. What's up, big homie? Big old Musy. You know I'm on the Real Spill Show. Run something for your dog. Yeah.
And we right back. It's the Real Spiel Show. Before we get started, I do want to go through the switchboard before 4-0 come on. I want to go through the switchboard. I just want to get people, just random people. I know y'all like, man, we want an N40, but yeah, I want to get some random people's opinion on the vice VP selection, you know what I'm saying, that we have right now. I know everybody is all over the place. You know, I see a whole bunch of callers in. So I'm just gonna randomly start selecting certain people like this right here. 808, you're on the Real Spiel Show. What's your opinion about Kamala Harris being the nominee?
Oh man, what's happening, loved one? Man, Measy, I think it's a beautiful thing for her to have the opportunity as a black woman to be the vice president. She was a favorite of my brother's. And, you know, I don't know intricately as far as, you know, the details of her history and her former job. But, I mean, everybody got a job. When you got a job, you got to do it. So, I'm sure she was fair because my brother was a fair individual. And so I like her. I support her. I support the sister. I mean, we just supported everything else in this country. So I think it's only right that we support that sister, you know. In the movement,
it's crazy because it's crazy because on one side you got Trump with a whole litany of things that you can say about this dude, and then when it's a few glaring, we can call it glaring because they're glaring, you know, the whole three strikes and just, you know, Kamala Harris, and she, you know, reportedly prosecuted, like, you know, a whole bunch of black folk, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had an 80% rate of, you know, getting folks locked up. But, you know, I don't know, and I don't know how long ago. It's just like, she's a senator. They had a vetting process. Nobody was raising, pissing the bitch and saying this, that, and the third. And even right. About Biden, we had 8 years of him as vice president, but now he's going for president. Now everybody got all these ulterior motives. So yeah, it could be confusing, and people are like, "Man, this shit crazy." But it's like we had to figure it out. We have, because not everybody's common enemy, but Orange Face is our common enemy, to get him out so that we have some sense of normalcy. And if that's even possible, I don't know. Let me go to somebody else. 818, that's Joe. Joe, I seen you post earlier. You had some ill feelings towards the situation. How you feeling? How you feeling right now?
Man, my opinion, you know, I really know I can't judge that sister, and I'm not hating on her because she's, you know, it's a great accomplishment for us as black people and especially black women. But for what she stands for, I'm totally against systematic slavery. I'm totally against locking our brothers up and throwing away the key. Versus you got the man in office right now walking up in here and freeing our brothers and sisters. For him to be in office and allow Kim Kardashian to walk up in there and get that mother back like that, man, you know what I mean, spoke some volumes to me. Because ain't no other president has ever done that and will do that. And with what, you know,
well, every president gets the ability to pardon certain people. Every president, you know, it's, you know, Obama freed a whole bunch of
somebody. How many have actually pardoned somebody that, you know, that
they all
have.
At the end of everybody's term, they get to submit some type of list and they can get a whole bunch of people out. That's just the way it's been for quite some time.
And doing what he's up in here doing, letting other brothers out and other people out, you know, that's what I'm about. Free my brothers and sisters from behind the walls. And if you're against that, and you know, that's everyone's opinion. But, you know, free my brothers and sisters that's on lockdown. And Pamela Harris, yeah, she's a prosecutor. That's her job. She was put in that position.
That was her job. Yeah, that was her job. Now she's
so I
sent,
can't
a
hate
senator
on her yet. For doing her job. Now, you know, has there been any good done with her doing her job when it comes to our folks, to our community?
Well, one thing is for sure, and I feel like they both, if everybody should be vetted. Everybody, your whole background, go through all the shit. See if there's some people that she threw, you know, locked up, you know, unjustly. I mean, you never know. So it's like, we
what
gotta figure it out. We gotta.
She got right now. Is she out there helping our brothers and sisters? Is she about reform, prison reform, and getting our brothers and sisters up out of there? outside of the job, because, you know, what you're doing for the job is what you get paid for. I'm looking at the really character, who you really are. Are you going to come from behind the job and go that extra mile to help us out?
Well, we're going to figure it out, because there's going to be a litany of interviews and this and that and speeches and debates and everything. And then we're going to figure out. We got time to figure it out.
But you know me, congratulations to the young sister. I ain't hating on her. Congratulations. You know, she's the first to do it. And, you know, I wish her much success. I ain't hating on her. It's just, you know, we just have difference of views and opinion, especially if you're in a form of power. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not hating on her. Much love and respect to what you've accomplished. You know? And it's
we're going to see. I just want to say congratulations to Kamala Harris, straight up out of Oakland, California. You understand me? She part Jamaican, part Indian, part all the mixtures of life, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's going to be a good look for our children. It's a good look for us as a people, and we need to if you find something you don't like, then speak up on it and make sure that it's changed. Other than that, we got to ride this ticket all the way to the motherfucking fullest.
Oh,
and without further ado, I want to bring in the homie. That's why we all chimed in. That's all we locked in. I want everybody to please make some motherfucking noise for my big homeboy, the ambassador of the Bay, Bellagio Mayweather. Make some noise for E-40, y'all. You had to talk about. What's up, big bro?
What's up, old Meezy? What's happening, everybody?
Oh man, let me give you your roses. You know, everybody that come on the show, we make sure we give them their nice applause. You understand me? And I know you out there, you know, I know you out there working like a Hebrew slave. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to it, which is very motivational to everybody out here, to us, everybody that's listening. The switchboards is on fire. Everybody is tuned in online. They listening. They want to hear what the ambassador got to say, and we all here for it. But I want to start off first by, you heard the announcement. Kamala Harris is the VP with Joe Biden running for president of the United States. How do you feel? How did that news come to y'all? Because, you know, you and Ms. Tracy, y'all usually stay up on everything. We always had these conversations. How you feel about the choice?
Yeah. Heck yeah, man. You know, basically, can we cuss on your show?
Absolutely.
Can we cuss? okay. Yeah. Okay. Shit. Hell yeah, then. Fuck that. Like this. Check this out. Man, I'm excited about Kamala Harris, man. I am so happy for her, bro, on some real time, man. This is a big move, you know what I'm saying, overall, man. She's experienced, man. She's been doing this stuff for years. You know, they bash her about being a prostitute. That was her job, bro. That was her job. It ain't got nothing to do with, you know, race or anything like that, man. I think she's a solid lady. I think, you know, Biden is going to be solid in there. I think they make a good team. You know, I feel like Obama going to be, you know, kind of coaching them and tutoring them. I just don't know what's wrong with our people. They sit up here and they say everything about what Kamala didn't do, or what she did or what she didn't do, and what Obama didn't do, and vice versa. You know, I mean, just nonstop. They won't never say nothing about Trump. We in the fucked up position we ever been in the history of shit. And this is crazy
life.
Shit, period. Like, yeah, in life. Like, I don't recall, you know, bro, look, man. You know, the Spanish flu was 1918. That was 100 years ago, 102 years ago or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? They had masks on way back then and everything. You know, I got a picture where they said, wear a mask or go to jail. You know, I see that. I got a picture right here in my phone from way back that many years ago. It was in black and white. You feel what I'm saying? So that shit is like, we didn't weather the storm. But this is some shit we ain't never seen before, where you can't touch a package. You know, you got to wipe it down with Clorox wipes or some Lysol, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's just.
And
not
I think you
cool.
had a you had a contraption earlier in the game that was blowing was like some type of steam that disinfects.
Yeah, man, they get rid of some shit. You know what I'm saying? I just got some new refrigerators and shit, and you know I had to wash it down. You know, you just spray it up in the air and you know put it in the air where it's fair and it snatch up them germs, man. You know what I'm saying? And disintegrate them, man. Get them up out the way, you know. So, you know, hey, man, you just never know. It's a sneaky-ass virus that's out there, whatever you want to call it, you know, this COVID-19, man. So you got to watch that shit. So basically what I'm saying is this, man. We ain't never been – I'm not saying Trump put it out there, but he didn't get on the case early enough. You know, he ain't being a great representative. He's not being a good leader. You know, you got people looking up to him, and if he ain't wearing a mask, they ain't gonna wear a mask. Now he's just now starting to try to wear a mask or something. But like, it's like, dude, come on, man. He don't show no empathy for anybody who has passed away. All he do is bash women. He talk bad about females, mostly. You know what I'm saying? He's a meme monster. It's just all about him. Just, you know what I'm saying? And you know, us as a rapper, Omizi, we used to love that dude. You know that. We used to like that dude. Rappers used to like
Trump changed all kind of shit. Yeah.
Cause my brother, when D-Shot was in CYA, back in 86, 87, he would tell me, man, you know, because when you in California Youth Authority are locked up, period, you know what I'm saying? You read a lot of books and shit. So he was reading up. He was like, when I went to go visit him, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, dude, this is dude named Donald Trump, man. You know, dude, the real estate tycoon, this and the third.
That dude,
you know what
deep,
I'm saying?
So man,
I start looking at this. Yeah, you know how D-Shot be talking. Yeah, man, that dude deep, dude. So, you know, as a young dude from the hood, a young nigga from the hood, you know, that's, you know, you listen to the OGs, they say, man, you know what I'm saying, get you a piece of the earth, get you some property, and, you know, this is the way you do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Always have a job on the side or whatever the case may be, right? So, basically, you know, we was young dudes, like, looking up to dude, like, because he was, like, the rapper's guy, because he was a real estate guy, he was kicking with all the, you know, he was hip. You know, as he's going backwards. Like, he was hip. He was the guy that we fucked with. So I made a song called Trump Change in 1990, was it 99? On, what is it, Element of the
99.
Yep. Yeah. So I wrote.
With the blue out brains.
Motor's going on this thing. Candy coated. That's that fifth dick. Candy coated paint. Pushing weight. Fifth dick mean a fifth. Yeah, let me get that straight. A fifth dick mean a fifth wheel, y'all. If you young motherfuckers, because you know they be the young niggas be fucking shit up. They don't know the game involved. You know the blue out brain mean the sunroof top. No, it's the blue out brain. You feel me? So
right.
You know, T top, sunroof top, whatever. So anyway, make a long story short. Let's get back on the song Trump Change. Even though we were singing a part of the hook. So yeah, I meant change. I wanted to say Trump Change. You feel me? So that's for the tycoons, you know, rolling around in the soil. Nigga, we have a Trump change. And at the beginning, I say, Trump change, man. I say, yeah, I'm talking to myself in third persons, right? I say, Trump change? Yeah, man, Trump change. What you mean, Trump change? Donald Trump change, man. You know, Steve Lynn. Donald Trump. I said, Donald Trump. This is 22 years ago, bro. 98, 99.
Right.
98?
Yeah.
Element of Surprise came out in 98, bro. So, nigga, the double CD.
Is that you was damn near, you know, a lot of people forget about the Mailman Project, the Mailman album, and you was damn near like a prophet with a lot of this shit. Brothers killing brothers, earthquakes and plagues and all type of, you was talking about
all that
other
shit.
Ill shit. Nobody never really asked you what you was on during that time, because it was, you said, they shot my nigga Tony.
Police
in the
brutality.
Back, all the shit.
Yep.
That shit was really ahead of its time. What was you going through
at
that
time?
Why
was I born in these trifling ass times? Come on. You know? You know what it is. You know, that's just how it was, man. Police brutality. It was just scandals back then. They shot one of the homies in the back in Sal Vallejo back in the days. His name, I say, Vallejo police on crack, man. They shot my nigga Tone Tucker in the back, man. Prejudice motherfuckers. You know, I was a young nigga. I didn't give a fuck. I was speaking out. You feel me?
That nigga said, what niggas need to do is start
a-loking now.
just ahead of your time. Just a lightweight prophet. Just a lightweight foreseeing all that type of shit. Ever since I've known you, I call you the Energizer Bunny, right? So this show, this show is like dedicated to like Energizer, but other type of forms of Energizer Bunnies, whether it be art, music, whatever their profession is. And it's just that I want people that come on this show to instill that in each other, to show that in order to survive and be successful in this game, you got to do extraordinary shit to really get there. And yeah, niggas is I'm talking about legendary status. I'm talking about like the way these niggas is doing verses and all that shit on, it's like legendary shit, rare air, like they call it. What motivates somebody like an E-40, Stu, all y'all, what really motivates y'all to just every day just be on this mission?
It's something we love, man. When you from the, from the gravel, you look at the opportunities that you didn't have. And, as Young Mustache, we didn't know where our next, meal was going to come from. Our, moms always took care of business, took care of four of us, four kids, three boys, one girl, so she made a way out of no way. But basically, when you find an opportunity to make money doing something you like, which is music, and you've been doing it since you was a little Young Mustache. I played the drums when I was in the fourth grade, all the way through 12th grade. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you love music, you're going to continue to, rock with it. And I just know it's not just an occupation. I take it serious. It's not just an occupation. It is something that I have a passion for, bro, to hear what I got to say. Because I think I said some of the – and this ain't got nothing to do with hustling. I'm talking about I just said some of the most uplifting things in life ever. Always got something, something that'll make a gangster cry on my albums, Always say things that the average soil female or male can understand. They can understand that. I tell you what, what I spit is I had a platform to say things that other people would like to say, but they don't have the platform to say it. So in my lyrics, that's what I do. I say it, and a lot of people feel me. Because I'm just like I'm like your family member from the South. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where I'm at. I I'm quick to say shoot. That's old school. Shoot. Oh man, they was cutting up the other night. Cutting up. That's all. My grandma and granddaddy, they all from the South. They came to Vallejo and they had 11 kids. You know what I'm saying? And so, and my daddy from Mississippi. So, I'm just a city boy that got a lot of down South in me. You feel me? So. Yeah, man, I love.
Did you ever have you ever in your career felt like quitting, giving up?
At the beginning, I did when I'm coming out the box, and my mama said, "Boy, you better not quit, and you better have faith in God." And she told me, she said, "Whatever you do, keep rapping fast."
Whoa!
That's what she told me on everything I love. She said,
"Damn, I never heard that." Look,
that's
you never
what mom
told me
told
that
me.
One.
Right there on Magazine Street. I came over. I came over.
You had your bottom lip poked
time,
out. Was your lip poked out?
Yeah. I was probably about 19. I was 19. I wasn't staying with mom. She was on Magazine Street. And I used to always go over there to, she always had some good food in the oven or something. You know what I'm saying? So I came over there to holler.
Right.
And I kind of had a headache. I was stressing because. I had one foot in the vocal booth and one foot on the avenue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I didn't know where my career was going to go, where my life was going to go. Like, back then, they was kicking in doors. And, I had two enemies, the Popos and the Negro. So you don't know who, you watch your back. I had bars on all the windows and doors. And every spot I had, like any house, any family member, I barred up their houses. You feel me? That's what I did back then, because I didn't know what the fuck to do. So I knew. So then, Mom, my whole thing was I always wanted to, live a legitimate life and do something that I love doing. And God bless me. He put me in a position to do it. And I'm what I did was I paved the way for a lot of artists. I'm not over here griping. I'm not the mad rapper. I am very, very comfortable with my life. I thank God for everybody. I thank all my fans, my family, everything. You know what I'm saying? So griping, but I didn't know
and
that.
And even when you was even being on a label, even being on Jive and Warner Brothers, it still was hard work. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
you never got the A package. You know what I'm saying? You always had to do it for us. Nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, everything you had to do for all of us at that point. It's like,
yeah,
I've seen the miles and the amount of people, you know what I'm saying, that's under the conglomerate and what it took in order for all the shit, you know what I'm saying, to unfold. You know what I'm saying? I seen you sick than a motherfucker. You know, we was somewhere in the middle of nowhere and you had to do radio, like an in-store. Sick in the
mm-hmm.
and they was like, man, we need you. And it was like, hella people at the store. We had to just suck it up. It's just like, and signing 700 and 800 autographs and, you know, and doing all this shit is hard work. People don't see the part of the OGs more than what the youngsters got, because, you know, they don't do promo tours like, you know, like y'all do, like promo tours
yeah.
on buses and shit and driving city to city damn near pretty much for free. You know what I'm saying? To get your
yeah.
buzz out and have to go city to city to get it in and doing the bus benches and doing all this type of shit. And you still threw Test of Fortitude and just keep a push and a dope ass record deal, of course. You know, you had a dope ass record
yeah.
deal that, you know, that, you know, motivational.
Distribution deal.
Talk about that deal and how you use that to work to your advantage.
You know, I was already selling records, you know what I'm saying, through, you know, independent through, with City Hall Records. That was my one-stop distributor. And also Jason Blame them over at Music People. So, you know, me and my Uncle St. Charles, D-Shot Bela, you know, we would, you know, people don't realize how big D-Shot really had a big role in independent music. He went and did his research and found a young lady. And this is just, I'm just skipping subjects. I mean, I'm just skipping the story. I'm going to get back to the beginning or whatever. But D-Shot
right.
was a lady by the name of Marianne Collins. And back then, you know, I don't know if people are familiar with Soul Beat and, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But Soul Beat was like the in Oakland. It was in Oakland, so you probably get in Hayward and Alameda and San Leandro, places like that, the signal reached. So anyway, but it was Soul Beat was the shit. And so Marianne Collins serviced videos. You hire her and she serviced your video to like the Soul Beats across the nation. They're not called mm. they're not all called Soul Beats. There's only one Soul Beat, but I'm saying these places were like the Soul Beats of like Houston or Nashville, Tennessee, or Nebraska or Milwaukee. You know, these are places where we had it. Indianapolis, Indiana, Mississippi, Louisiana. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she mastered that. And videos was our way of showing videos in local states and in your local areas, you know, meant a lot. Because
and what y'all had? Y'all had tired of being stepped on? What video y'all was servicing?
We serviced Tired of Being Stepped On back in this was a little bit after Tired of Being Stepped On, D-Shot Found Her. We did Tired of Being Stepped On in 90, I think it was 91, when we actually had the video on Video Soul. It was called Video Soul. It was called Kiss It or Diss It. And at that time, Jamie Foxx, that's my folks. I don't even think he dissed it. He dissed it. It was Tired of Being Stepped On video. You know, we were something new.
Damn.
He was Texas. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't woke like that. You know what I'm saying? To this day, Jamie know, you know what I'm saying, that we solid. But he didn't know he dissed it. You know what I'm saying? And that was on Video Soul. That was on Video Soul with Donnie Simpson.
Ooh.
And so, but you know, it was no big deal. You know what I'm saying? We didn't, we just took it by, we wasn't expecting nothing big out of it. We was just glad that they played it on Kiss of the Distance. You feel what I'm saying? So anyway,
right.
you know, we mastered the independent grit. You know, we all, Uncle St. Charles, what he did was, one thing he did, and it's before Master P or anybody else, we was doing this shit before everybody, you know what I'm saying? And but they all observed, which is good. That's how you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a student of the game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we, Uncle St. Charles put this book together, this big old thick-ass book. It's like an encyclopedia. You got to remember, the internet and all that shit wasn't popping. You can't just fit a whole bunch of, you know, information on a little drive at that time, you know? And, you know, this is like we in the late 80s, you feel me? And so mm-hmm. Uncle St. Charles put a book together, and it had all the mom-and-pop stores that dealt with rap music and R&B across the country. He just started, you know, getting in the white pages, making phone calls. We put together one sheet, and on that one sheet it had, like, who we opened up for or who we what mini tour we was on at that time, and a little bit about ourselves, where we from, and, you know, it had our album cover on there with a barcode, and it was like, you know, one of the things we said in there was, if you like this, you know, order from this number. So, and we put five tapes in there. We'll put five tapes in the package manually through UPS Pitney Bowl, and it'll probably take about, you know, a week and a half to get to, you know, Kansas City or wherever it's going, wherever we're sending it out to. And next thing you know, they open up the package. They see the album cover. See, it's all about the album covers too back then to grab their attention. So when you see a motherfucker with, you know, Venus and Vols on a cover with a drop top Cutlass, you know what I'm saying, looking real soil with it, you know that means it's gonna be a soil story that's gonna
right.
come along with it inside the cassette. You know what I'm saying, inside the package.
Right.
They slap that shit in, and they get sprung, because back then you playing the music in the liquor in the music store, niggas walking in, and they hear, like, who is that? What's that? And they show the album cover, they say, these niggas right here, they from Vallejo, California. And that's how the buzz starts. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what
y'all
put in
that. Y'all put in that major footwork, and you know what I'm saying? And that, all that one sheet and mailing them out to all the record stores and doing that shit took a lot of effort. And just imagine that, you know, how folks got it now, where you can hit, you know, just even when I promote like shit like this show, I just, you know, you got so many outlets to just click the button and just go to everything and reach those people. When you had to do all the footwork and hand-to-hand combat and passing out flyers and doing all that, it's just – and people just – now you evolved – actually, you evolved rather quickly. Like, you be on social media on your phone, so you really just evolved your that same information that you did then until now. Talk about how you navigated to using your social media now in 2020.
So, you know, at first I was stubborn when Twitter first came out. I was fucking with MySpace, but then when Twitter came out, I was kind of stubborn, like, man, I ain't finna fuck with this. And next thing you know, so I was talking to, like, you know, some of the folks, and they was like, man, you never know who wanna give you some money. Hella people be on here, man. You know what I'm saying? You never know, man. You know, niggas need to know you on here. So I was like, okay. Help me out. So Droopy helped me get my name, you know what I'm saying, on there and everything. And next thing you know, I'm on Twitter starting to get activated. Next thing you know, here come Instagram. I say, yeah, they taking pictures and posting it, and then they put a little caption under it, and that's how it's the new thing, right? So I was like, okay, cool. I'm finna fuck with that too. So, you know, I ain't going to never be anything that's moving around, anything that's going down, I need to be in the loop like a hula hoop. You feel me? Period. You feel me? I promised myself when I was young that when I get 50 years old or whatever age, I'm not going to dress like I'm a hell of an old man or nothing, bruh. I got to be in the mix like this quick. I got to find that happy medium where I'm a grown man, but I also got, you know, teenager in me. I'm a grown-ass man, but I still got that youth. I'm still youthful. So you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, sometimes I act my age, sometimes I act the size of my shoe, which is a 15. Hello? You know? So, you know, I always promised myself I was going to be woke, man. So, anyway, man, I adapted. I was like, you know, and then another thing is I like to rock with the young the young generation as well. And then, you know, all the young generations call me Unc, all the youngsters. And, you know, they love to talk to me, and I love to talk to them because I get a little bit from them. They get a little bit from me. And, you know, when they finish talking to me, you know, they say, man, you know, they might post it. They say, just got off the phone with Unc. Or, you know what I mean? Just left Unc. He put it in the air where it's fair. Gave me some game. You know what I'm saying? I was just sitting back soaking it up like a beach towel, man. You know. You know what I'm saying? They say I love Unc.
You said history repeats itself, opportunities don't. Talk to the people about what you meant by that.
History repeats itself like a lot of things that are being said, far as words, slang words, far as everything that's going down, like, you know what I'm saying, even independent, but a different independent way. You know, now it's about streams and digital downloads, not even so much of downloads, it's about streams. You know, streams and views. The views end up being streams, and that's how the way people are paid now. You know, this is the way, the new independent way. Nowadays, you know, the way we did it, we had to prove ourselves. A lot of people was independent. They call themselves independent when they have a major distributor. You know, for the first 6 years, we didn't have a major distributor, so we was the real independent. We was homegrown. You know what I'm saying? So what we did, you know, so now you can, you know, you can get on DistroKid, and they have you placements and everything. They have you on iTunes and Spotify and all, you know, that shit, there's some good outlets nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So nowadays, you don't even really need no label. You just don't. You know what I mean? Everything is there for you, man. You know? And so, you know, no, for real, it really is, man. And, you know, basically with me, man, I just, I enjoy, you know, still being able to, you know, do what I feel like doing, like lyrically and music wise. I don't have to follow no page. And history repeats itself. And the reason I say history repeats itself and opportunities don't, you can, if an opportunity comes by you, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people have passed up some great opportunities that could have been life changing, but nah, they want to be hard headed. They want to be big headed. These are artists I'm talking about. They want to be big headed, or they want to act like they it just because they, at the time, they got a little hot, little cool, little record that's going on in their region, with just in their region. You know what I'm saying? So they think that they big shit. There's been niggas that had nice songs out there, had a little, that, you know, they had a little buzz in the streets and shit. And look at me like I ain't shit. I'm like, nigga, I'm gonna be here. Nigga, I was here. I'm like, nigga, I was here before you even decided to start rapping, and I'm gonna be here after your ass fall off. You feel what I'm saying? And I proved it time and time again. You feel me?
So right now you got Curb Commentator 1 and 2, Volume 1 and 2 out right now. You remember you got the new single, Give Me 6 Feet. You got you telling niggas back the fuck up off me. Shot by Jay Synth. Mm-hmm. He just went out to I think you said he went out to Florida to shoot the one with Big Crit. That's a dope,
Big Crit.
A dope ass with the one
Black
with Chippers. You know
the name of the song.
You back to that shit, man. You back to that shit. Speak about the product that project and the next one. When is the next one coming out? The Curb Commentator Volume 3 or Channel 3.
So when you're the Curb Commentator, you're commentating activities and things that go down, you know, around your demographics. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I do. I'm just a storyteller. I've always been from day one, you know. And so I came with Black is Beautiful because these are the things that's going down. I want our black people to know that we are beautiful, bro. You know, I want us to know we are somebody, you know. We got to get rid of the hate and jealousy, man. You know, we got to get that shit out of us. Like, you know, man, check this out, bro. You know, another race can ride down the street, you know, in a Bentley or fly through the neighborhood, you know, get lost and go through a neighborhood and not knowing where they at, just fly through, and they'd be like, ugh, he clean. Look at that, man. You see that shit, man? He clean. But if it was a brother, man, who was that nigga, man? We're going to let that nigga go. We're going to light his gas tank up, nigga. You feel me? This is how niggas is.
Right.
This is how we are. And we could be, you know, the biggest enemy we got is the black man. The black man
it's
is
us.
The biggest enemy
it's
of
us.
Each other.
It's you us.
Know what
we
I'm
are
saying?
Worst enemy. We are worst enemy.
We are worst
bro,
enemy.
Straight
just
up.
Like right now. Just like right now, the motherfuckers ain't going to vote because they saying, you know, that Trump, I mean, that Obama didn't do nothing for black people, knowing he was getting blocked by Mitch McConnell or whatever, you know.
Every fucking which
did,
way.
Everything he did, he got blocked by the Republicans. And another thing is, he spent dang near 5-6 years cleaning up Bush mess with all the 9/11 and the levee breaking and the war and shit and all the shit they were. You know, we out there funking and shit with Warren and his the economy. He came in during the time when, you know what I'm saying?
Recession.
Maybe when it was a recession, I know all about that because that's when I had to let my fat burger go. You feel what I'm
Straight
saying?
Up.
Come on,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Come on, my nigga. So, you know, like I said, man, I had to write Black is Beautiful to talk about, you know, the injustice and all the, you know what I'm saying, all of the police brutality, and I have, and in that song, you know, I got a snippet of the Black Panther Party singing Black is Beautiful in Alameda, at the Alameda Courthouse in the Bay Area, you know, and they were singing that shit, and they was talking about Free Huey, so it was Black is Beautiful, Free Huey, set our warrior free. Free Huey. Huey had just went to jail. You feel me? So,
yes, sir.
You know, and then that's black power to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? And so I say, man, let me see who can be on here that people going to respect and been doing this kind of stuff for years. Is it somebody that got love for me and I got love for him and we worked together? He's been on my album. I've been on his album. Let me see. I'm going to call Big Crit. I'll call Big Crit. He say, send it to me, Big Unk. And I sent it to him and he did his job, man. You feel me? He one of the realest in the game, and I ain't saying because of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying because he stands for something.
Right.
He stands for something. I love artists that stand for something that got something to say, that's here to change the world, that's here to, you know, try to change things, man, for the better good for our people.
It's crazy because a lot of people who had a voice to say something, a lot of people ain't saying shit. They just you know what I mean?
They play
exactly.
It safe because
it safe.
They don't want to be cancel culture. They play it safe. Just like a lot of rap niggas they stay in the same lane. They rap the same through their whole life because they don't want to be, you know, because when people don't understand something, or when something is too different, people kind of, you know, some people latch on to it. Some people, you know, don't even want to be bothered with it. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's been my challenge all my life. I'm different. I'm a, so, you know, when I get on the track, you'll never know how the fuck I'm a rap, because I don't know how I'm a rap. I just got to get on the track,
right.
And then I'm going to be all over the place like space. You feel what I'm saying?
You one of the people, one thing for sure I learned from you is to be able to evolve and rap on anything. Like, I mean,
that's
I've
right.
literally seen you rap on every type of beat. And some people, they marginalize. They can only spit and rap about a particular thing, but you limit your safe, you limit your so what you say, you limit yourself, your space is narrow, you know, you can't move around, like you really want to. And another thing that you always said too, that I tell other people is when I heard you say, the game is to be circulated and transferred, because people hog the light, they feed you in increments as opposed to you. You always been somebody if they just keep their ears open, you're going to always give them some jewels. And, you know, I'm a sponge, so even when a person think I'm not paying attention, I'm always be sucking up information and game. And I learned a lot from you. You taught me how to count bars and shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? So, I wanted to make sure that I had you on this show because, you know, I love you. I appreciate you, my big bro, all the shit. And I, you know what I'm saying? I just love your moves because I know how hard you worked, you know what I'm saying, in order to get to this point, you know what I'm saying? You got a new sparkling wine called Prosecco. Talk about that. That's added to the conglomerate of beverages that you have, the Slurricane, the Tequila Equinita, and everything. Let's talk about the new sparkling wine.
Yeah. So basically, right on. You know, I love you, bro, and you was right there. You seen it all. You know what I'm saying? So basically, with the sparkling wine, you know, I got Earl Stevens Selections wine. y'all got different varietals, different flavors and whatnot. And, you know, the Mango Scotto is one of a kind. There's nothing out there like it. 18% alcohol, 36 proof. One of my that's my flagship main SKU skew. Okay, I have Prosecco. A lot of people don't know what Prosecco is. A lot of people do. A lot of females love Prosecco, and a lot of, you know, players love Prosecco, because really pretty much it's the same thing as champagne, but you can't call it champagne because it ain't from Champagne, France. So basically Prosecco, shit, if you ask me, is just as good or better. Prosecco is not no secondhand shit. It's a big business. That category is a big category. A lot of people prefer Prosecco. It comes from Italy, okay, and it's a certain region in Italy. You can't call it Prosecco if it ain't from Italy. So my Prosecco just landed today at the Oakland port, at the port of Oakland. You feel what I'm saying? So I just had a couple of containers. Containers is truckloads. I had them come on in today, and I got some more on the boat coming. So you know what I'm saying? So actually, man, this is my new. So actually, this is one of my newest adult beverages. And, you know, the POs are, the purchase orders are already in place, you know, pretty much sold before it even got off the boat. You feel me? So that's why I had to get extra right away. I have a cognac coming called Tycoon Cognac. It's coming through the Panama Canal right now. It's on its way. It'll be here on the 23rd.
The Panama Canal?
Yeah, yes, sir. Right now.
Wait, is that Prosecco? Is that Prosecco? Is that the drink we was making at the Spaghetti Factory in that one day?
Nah, we were drinking another one that I can't tell you about. I can't say it. You know what it is, but I can't tell you until it's out, because I don't want nobody to know this, that, because this one, the one that we was drinking, it's already in motion like the ocean. The first time I drank I was in Bahrain. I remember I was in Bahrain.
Right.
And we was at the Spaghetti Factory. I told him, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, look, let me see you make this for me right quick, because I got it when I was in Bahrain. And that's what it was, family. So that shit is in production, and it's going to go crazy. This is one of a kind. None of the big companies, none of these big, you know, adult beverage companies, they ain't even did it. I'm on some other shit. You know I'm a trendsetter. You feel me? So yeah, man. So I'm excited about the, you know, Safeway is about to have the Prosecco.
Costco got the E40, right? Costco got it, right?
Yeah, they got the E40 tequila going crazy. Yes.
Man, that's big.
I just got 100. Hell yeah! And then I got 100. I got 100 Food for Less that the tequila is going in, the Reposado. You feel me? 100 Reposado Reposado stores, and 100 Food for Less stores with Reposado and Blanco. That's what they ordered. You feel me? It's going in every last one of the stores.
That's amazing. And then we got the wrap noodles, Master P with the wrap noodles,
yep,
with the E40 beef prime rib.
We're gonna go to that in just a minute. Let me just say this. I just got new states as well. As far as adult beverages, I just got new states. I just got Kentucky, Oklahoma, I got Arkansas, and I just got Tennessee. I just got those states. So yeah. So them big scores, and then I'm about to have Florida and Alaska. I'm about to have them.
Damn.
So they agreed that they'll bring it in. Yeah. So I'm just slowly but surely. You know, I'm independent, but you know what? This is a lucrative business. I'm very grateful and thankful. You know, we didn't have the opportunities that the East Coast rappers had and stuff like that. Opportunities fell in their lap, bro. They don't deserve it, but I'm just saying, like, it's harder. It's always been harder for us in on the West Coast, especially being from the Bay Area. The Bay Area, you know, we had to show and prove, man. It wasn't nobody going to give us nothing. We had to. Everything I got now. We worked hard. Everything we do, we work hard, bro.
Everything.
And when I say
everything,
and I say that for the whole Northern California. I ain't just talking about the Bay. I'm talking about Sacramento. I'm talking about the whole Northern California. We always had it hard, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
So that's why I say, man, you know, that's why I try to support everybody, man, because there's enough money out there for all of us, and we're stronger together, man. Unity over separation, you know? So
that's all we preach. That's all we preach.
That's all we preach, you know? And so, you know, and Master P, that's my guy, man, you know? Master P has kept it solid with me all these years, man. And, you know, when he's the founder, him and my man James, they're the founders of Rap Noodles and Rap Snacks. They actually, you know, so they was like, you know, Icon, let's do the Icon Noodles. And, you know, he chose me, you know. He said, man, I want 40 and I want Boozy. He said, I want 40 and I want Boozy. You know what I'm saying? And we got other things that's going to come, you know, people we don't speak on it yet, but I got nothing but big love, and we working together, not against each other, man. And that's how that go.
Awesome. It was just the homie's birthday, man. The homie Bunk, man. Bunk on the line. Bunk, say what's up to 40 Water, man.
Big
I know Bunk ain't playing like that. Bunk. Bunk gonna hate himself for that.
Bunk was in my video recently. He big Bunk in my video. What's the video?
I know. That's what I'm trying to give him. I'm gonna come back to him. You on the line with E40, man. Say what's up.
Oh, he's terrible. Don't ever interview him again. He messing up the flow of the
They be scary. They be scary. 242425. You're on the line with E40. Say what's up.
What up?
What took you so long to say that? What's wrong, man? Don't get. Hey, man, don't freeze up like a deer. Don't freeze up.
You live
in the nighttime.
Hey, what's up with it? It's incredible. 916, what's good with it?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You feel me?
Hey, I was feeling everything you were saying about us coming together. You know what I'm saying? Us coming together, helping each other out. I know I've been working with the Sequity unit for about 10, 11 years now with the music and jumping. And I know as a city, Sacramento, the Bay Area, we got to push each other to get this music going, the marketing. We need more movies. We need more involvement in the community. We're getting some of the
at-risk
kids in the studio.
Here's the deal. Listen up. Here's the deal. This is going on, man. Okay, the more attention that is brought to a certain region, the more money is out there for cats to go reaching. You feel me? So, therefore, you know, for instance, the hyphy movement. Some niggas couldn't adjust to it because they was older and that wasn't how they grew up. But the niggas that know how to rap on anything and adapt to shit, all you got to do is spit some real shit, the shit you've been spitting, but over things that got something to do with, you know, the environment. What's wrong with talking about the shit that niggas is really doing in the soil, you know what I'm saying, whether they swinging them, turning donuts or whatever, you know what I'm saying, figure eights, this, that, and the third 360s or whatever, or, you know, walking alongside the car, on top of the you know what I'm saying, stopping traffic. You know what I'm saying? Why you can't spit that? All you gotta do is spit the shit. So anyway, make a long story short, hella motherfuckers was eating. Motherfuckers was making T-shirts during that time. The niggas was making all kind of T-shirts.
Right.
Merchandise was going down. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was eating up shit. Motherfuckers, DJs had more gigs. They was throwing hyphy gigs. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of the rappers started getting, you know, known. You know what I'm saying? And getting verse licks. Motherfuckers paying niggas for getting on their song from out of state. You feel me? Man, I like that shit y'all doing, man. Can you get on my songs? Do y'all give us some of that shit y'all be doing? You feel me? So I'm trying to told you. So look, so motherfuckers might want to. We let that shit go so early, and because too much hate. Hate come with the plate. Niggas, oh man, ain't what we do. Nigga, do it all. Mob music, everything. My ghetto report card had mob music on there. I had that block, boy. Boom, boom, boom. Like, you got to mix this shit up, man. It's a jumbo pot. If you can adapt, you know what I'm saying? That's how niggas do shit, man. You're supposed to know how to adjust. And so, basically, I don't want to go too far, but all I'm saying is, bro, and I'm telling everybody out there, man, don't rely on other niggas to help you. Fuck that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it shouldn't be. It should be it, when a motherfucker doing something good, I'm a congratulator, not a motherfucking player hater. That's me. I'm going to go on your page, right, like it. If I see it, oh, man, I like that. Like my nigga Burner. Burner is doing an incredible thing. He is the ambassador of fashion and food right now. I mean, not food, fashion, and cannabis. You feel me? Hell yeah. He's doing this motherfucking thing. Like, I go in there and show support. My dude, like, there's enough money out there for everybody. Why not show a nigga love? Show niggas, man, hey, man, I see you, fam. You doing it. You know what I mean? I don't care what level you on. I don't care if you just a little dude, you know, selling some brownies, got your own little brownie. And I ain't talking about weed, bro. I'm talking about regular brownies. Like, nigga, I'm going to say, oh, man, he on there doing it, man. At least he trying to make something out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? At least he trying to do something. He ain't just sitting on his ass and he ain't letting grass grow under his feet. You feel me?
Right.
So,
right.
That's me. But don't rely on other niggas to help you. It's good, you know what I'm saying? I didn't say the word help. I just said support. Like, when I say support, I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like support, like, motherfuckers support my alcohol. They do. Cats buy it.
Right.
All walks of life. I don't rely on rap. When I drop an album, I don't rely on these rap niggas to I'm serious. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't rely on them to post my shit. If you do, more power to you, and I love you, and I'm going to go thank you, and I'm going to comment. I don't rely on them because I know niggas is in the – I've been winning for a long time, bro. So I know niggas be having their shit in them, and they be like, why
is right.
still,
is
you
it
still?
You?
I mean?
Is it in you?
Yeah, is it in you? But a lot of niggas love me
you?
And still be having, they still be like that, though. Like, they might really love me, but they like, damn, man, this nigga, man, I'm not finna nigga anything to get him to fall off. It ain't going to help you. It ain't going to lift you up, nigga. Even if I did fall
right.
off, you, it ain't going to help you if I fell off because you're not next in line. You feel me? I'm just saying, my nigga, that energy.
Oh, just tap that, in. That you know, energy. I know how to tap into Foley Water when he get. You understand
Come
me? Yeah, me. we got 9-5 mil. 9-5 mil. Don't frog up. You on the line with E-40, man? What you got for?
What's going on, Uncle Water? What's going on, man?
What's happening?
I got one question, man. So, you know, in your journey as a young mustache, what was your hardest part of your journey? What was the hardest part of coming up as a young independent artist?
Just getting people to adapt to my style. You know, me being from Vallejo, 7 or 8 exits, you know, we wasn't really known like that for, you know, we always have been into music and sports and all that shit. And, you know, they didn't know that it was that much talent in the V. So we had to break through the barriers, you know what I'm saying? We had to prove shit to the town. Like, the town knew me and the clique from the streets, you know what I'm saying? But they, even my, some of my good partners from back in the days, from the late 80s, during the glory days, during the, you understand me, doing your duty days, out there in the traffic doing your duties. These dudes, man, they say, man, I didn't know, 40. I didn't know it was going to be like that, family. I didn't know, man. I apologize. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know. Like, man, I'm a street nigga that just so happened to know how to rap hella good. You feel me? And I, you know, and
you
I
said,
like,
you said, you actually said that when you played In a Major Way for everybody, they was quiet than a motherfucker. Like, you was like, you felt some type of way. You was.
Listen,
tell people about
let
that.
Me tell, I forgot about that. Yeah, so check this out. That's why I say I don't never rely on nobody's support. Nobody to help me. I know I'm a show and prove, and I know everything is in God's hands. So check this out. My platinum album, In a Major Way, I had a baby listening party at a hotel in Millersville. I had all the homies come through there. Everybody. We bought a little mini suite. You know, that's what we used to do. We used to buy hotels, get drunk, kick it, dominoes, everything. We not buy hotels, but, you know, get a hotel, you know what I'm saying? And then, so then I threw that little baby listening party, had the big ass boom box. You know, this is like 94, 95, right when In a Major Way was finna come out. Had the big ass boom box, you know what I'm saying? Had hella drink, big drink, had Slurricane, not the one that I bottled up, the same ingredients. But it just wasn't bottled
right.
up at that time, right? So I had Slurricane because I was a motherfucking mixologist. I was a bartender in real life. Not in real life, but, you know, in my mind. You feel me? And so,
right.
right? So,
you know, we had everything we needed. We had Big Broccoli, you know what I'm saying, everything. So I played an album, my nigga. I played that album all the way through, the same exact album. Y'all can go on motherfucking Apple, you know, Apple or Spotify or motherfucking whatever platform that has it, which is everything. So iTunes, whatever. That same album, I played that shit for all the homies in, we was all in Millersville, niggas from the hillside. Anyway, there was probably about 15, 20 of us in there. Man, do you know after I played that album, my nigga, do you know not one nigga said nothing like, ugh, that shit hard, woo woo dee woo woo woo. Not one nigga. Like, my family and all, like, nigga, that's how ahead of my time I am. And that shit became one of the motherfucking most iconic motherfucking albums ever put out, period. And definitely on the West Coast. That shit right there with Doggy Style and, you understand me, and motherfucking Born to Mac.
No question.
And you know what I'm saying?
No question.
Shit like that.
And went gold, went platinum and everything. Went platinum.
We're platinum plus. And you know what I'm saying? So that, and not a, that ain't a single that went platinum. That's an album that went platinum. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting singles. Singles is going platinum all day now due to the streaming and shit. Not all day, but you getting, it's easy. It's a push of a button. But this was manually done. This was the slow nickel grit. You feel me? So
like a motherfucker.
All I'm saying, hell yeah. Even though I was the fast quarter, but it was a slow nickel grit. You feel me? So like I say, man, this is the kind of shit I, E-40, had to go through, you know, when I first came in the game, because you're talking about my woes, right? So I'm telling you how I was growing up. 1988, we go to this place called the music. They was called the Pros DJ Club or whatever, right? It was all the main DJs in the Bay, like all around Northern California. Man, these old stuck up bitch ass motherfuckers, man. I tell you, I know some of them living right now. They, you know, whenever, I don't know who they was. So even if they came to me, ain't nobody gonna ever come up to me and say, man, I was that dude in that room that was listening to your album. So check it out. We had MVP, me, D-Shot, Be Legit, Sugar T. We at the motherfucking Pros DJ thing. They listening to the EP we had. It was called MVP, and it was called Most Valuable Players, Most Vicious Performance. That's what MVP stood for. And we played it. It was a four-song EP, vinyl. This is vinyl, bro. We played it. Man, after we played it, the whole room was quiet. Nam, my boy Casper, that's the one I got love for Casper because he remembered us back in the day. He the one who really had, not remembered us, he the one who had a lot of confidence in us. Like, he wasn't nobody going to tell him that we wasn't the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so when we did the shit, Casper said, so what y'all think? Man, do you know none of them motherfuckers said nothing? At least somebody could have said,
wow.
Man, I think, you know, y'all could have did a little, you know, you go back to the drawing board, or we would have took that. Like, man, if y'all could just, I know y'all got it in y'all. Y'all got to do is just go in there and spit the real shit up. Anything they could have said, hey, man, them bitches, I got anxiety that day, my nigga. I ain't never had anxiety in my life. I had caught anxiety.
Damn.
My heart was racing and shit. I fucking had a panic attack. I'm like, what the fuck going on with my heart? Because I was stressed out. And I'm
fucking
thinking, I had one foot on the ab and one foot in the vocal booth, trying to make it out, trying to climb over the fucking fence in the soil. You feel me? Trying to get up out the motherfucking ghetto. And these motherfuckers,
so when you motherfuckers, so when you motherfuckers getting all stressed out and you motherfuckers is doing the same thing and having panic attacks and all that, just know that one of the best to ever do it, you understand me? And a lot of motherfuckers went through the same shit, the greatness, obstacles,
and hurdles. I didn't
even know
what it was. Oh, I didn't even know what the fuck it was. I was like, I went to the doctor, my heart beating hella fast. He said, that's stress. That's hidden stress. That's called a panic attack. Because they stressed me out. I ain't never had that ever until that day when them bitch-ass motherfuckers wouldn't give me no feedback and they dissed me. And now look at the fuck who the fuck I am. I ain't trying to be big head.
I truly know that you got that Michael Jordan up in you. You got that motherfucker. Just give me any reason, nigga, and I'm gonna use that little epic to. Nigga said, just say
you.
Anything. Say one word.
All I want to do is just help. Just say something, man. Like, man, hey, man, you know, man, it sounded cool, man, you know, but I think y'all could do much better. I just say, hey, man, go back in the studio or, you know, it was okay. I didn't like it. Even they could have just said I didn't like it. They were all shut the fuck up, and it was about 100, 200 motherfuckers in there. Fuck
everybody. Damn.
They ain't gonna. They know I didn't block them on their bitch ass. I was the last one they ever think would be the nigga. So that's why even if they snuck and told their kids I was the one in that room that day that didn't like this shit, they not gonna ever tell me that. They're never going to say that. I'm sure I done ran into a few of them niggas. I don't remember them motherfuckers, so I'm sure they know. They remember. You feel me? So that's that. So I'm
saying, you know, them.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that.
Po them.
Niggas didn't know Master P was finna blossom. Look what Master P did. Master P was one of the most richest paid motherfucking entertainers ever. He went ahead and blossomed. You see what I'm saying? Do I got any?
Factual.
Hell
factual.
No. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I love to see people get money, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm part of hip-hop. I got a lot to do with a lot of people's success. You feel me?
You definitely.
Just in general. Like,
you definitely.
Period.
You definitely a fixture, big bro. We finally got Bunk on the line. Bunky, birthday boy, chime in, bro.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
What's up, boy? What's happening with you?
Man, just sitting here listening to your stories, man. It's all good with everything, man. I just wanted to let you know, you know, I still talk to people these days. They see all the pictures and stuff that we've taken together. And I got a lot of friends who's, you know, they got folks at the pen and everything. And it's always like, man, my folks love 40. They love 40 Water here and there. So if you can get a shout out to them in San Quentin and Folsom, man, that would be much love.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the inmates in San Quentin and Folsom, man. Keep your head up. Stay money motivated, man. When you get out, don't go back. Period. Freedom is everything, man. And if you're not getting out, man, make the best of it. Stay prayed up. And you know what I'm saying? And man, I'm gonna continue to give y'all some uplifting music, you know what I'm saying, that you can use.
So I appreciate you, bro. I wanna make sure we get Lumpy accompanied. That was the last thing on my list to make sure we talk about them real quick, your partnership with the Lumpia Company.
Yeah, so the Lumpia Company is located in Oakland, everyone, and it's we sell Lumpia, you know, and we have other side dishes as well, but Lumpia is our main thing we sell. We got we do traditional Lumpia, but we also do non-traditional Lumpia. I'm co-owner of it. It's called the Lumpia Company. I grew up in Vallejo, California. By growing up in Vallejo, California, it was many Filipinos, and right now to this day, it's a lot of Filipinos that's from Vallejo and stay in Vallejo right now to this day. And you know, we all play sports and all that good stuff. And then the hillside was diversity, a lot of different colors, walks of life from you could say Tongan, Samoan. Hispanic, blacks, whites, all walks of life, you know what I'm saying, Filipinos, you know. So basically we grew up eating Filipino food, man, because that's all. We'd go to our partner's house. I used to go, these cats, they called the Burdan. They was all boys. And Miss Burdan and Mrs. Burdan, it was super cool. They, you know, I was just this little ghetto child, you know what I'm saying, over their house, you know what I'm saying. And they treated me like I was there. And they used to they had Lumpia over there. Then across the street, my boy Dennis, him, they had Lumpia. Like, all through the whole motherfucking hillside, everybody, it was a lot of Filipinos. The food, Lumpia, became my favorite food. And I always wanted to say, you know what? One day I want to open up a Lumpia restaurant, and I want it to be a franchise. And I know my dream will come true, you know, Lord willing.
And you're the goon with the spoon.
Business. I'm the goon with the spoon. The amount of business we are getting is incredible. Just to be a little cool little spot, you know what I mean, a walk-up spot. We got a truck, too. We got a food truck, you know what I'm saying? So we popping, and, you know, for us to be a little small company, we do big value, you know what I'm saying? So just imagine once we franchise this thing, how far it's going to go. So that's what it is, man, the Lumpia Company. It's in Oakland. You can go to the Lumpia Company's Instagram. You can go to my Instagram and just, you know, click on Lumpia Company, because it's in my up there with my bio and my cap at the top of the page. You know what I'm saying? With all.
So if y'all don't know, follow E40 at E40. That's on all social media. That's on Instagram. That's on, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. It's E40. What is it? E40 on Facebook.
It's just E40. It's just E40. My personal was E40 the Gang Splitter, but the one with the 2 million followers. That's,
right.
That's,
right.
That's E40. Yeah. Then on my Twitter is E40. I got about 650,000 followers on Twitter. On Instagram, it's 1.7 million followers. You can also follow on my Instagram. Go to the top of my Instagram and follow the Lumpia Company, follow Earl Stevens Selections, follow E40 Slurricanes, follow Equid into Tequila, and follow Kuiper Belt Bourbon and Tycoon Vodka.
Oh, boy. Are you entertaining verses? You entertaining that? If somebody come at you, who you think could come at you that got a catalog that could match up? What would be fun?
Everybody be saying me and Too Short, you know, me and Too Short talk like at least once a day, you know what I'm saying? But we kind of cool on that right now. We cool. That's a big platform. It'll boost your followers. It'll boost your audience and everything. Right now, I'm not really tripping on it. You know what I'm saying? It's a good look. I don't know who would yeah, I know they'd be surprised at how many motherfucking slaps I got that really. That really made big impact, and there's so many features I was on that people will forget. They'll be like, "Damn, I gotta give this nigga 40 his dap, man. I gotta give him his profit." I didn't know he had this many motherfucking slaps. And I ain't talking about just soil slaps. I'm talking about slaps that made, you know what I'm saying, that's nationwide with it, worldwide.
No, your catalog is astronomical. If you just went, I remember me and the homie Reezy, we used to do put together the soundtrack, movie soundtrack, just the songs that you own, just as far as soundtracks. And them shit, like, you know, them shits was off the chain. So it's just your catalog. It's so many places that you could reach. That you can reach to unleash on their motherfucking ass. So I'd be here for it to see, you know what I mean? But I don't know if I want you in short to
come on, man.
You
I was
in short
about
to.
It. Hey, what about come on, man? What about come on the about it soundtrack? Just that alone.
Come on.
You know?
Come on.
Come on. Oh, come on. You see what I'm
shit,
saying?
That one,
like,
you and Mr. That Bobo with Mystical, that should have killed everything.
Playing in the middle of the night, sirens and virus. Motherfucking
right
place to violins and diamonds on my grandpiano.
Grandpiano, turn the channel. Give me that back, motherfucker. Fool, what's your problem, nigga?
Problem,
hey.
Nigga. What do you want to pull along?
This
on
is
the
officially
side of my
God, party people. This is officially the longest show I've had in the history of the Real Spill Show. Being that I'm the boss of this right here, I extended it because I have the power to extend this show. I know Big Bro, you gotta do some chalupa chasing. You understand me? So, and I really appreciate you and love you. And I want to see you continue success for everything that you got going for the whole organization. La Rue got a project out. All the Sick With It family.
Yes,
I want to see all the Sick With It family blossom and mature, and everybody do their thing, Cousin Feek, everybody under the umbrella to continue to blossom and do their thing, man. I appreciate you being on my show. Is there any last things you want to tell everybody? The switchboards is still full of people that's sitting. If there's anything you want to tell, this is Las Vegas right here. The Vegas caller, talk to E40 real quick before we had to bounce out.
Foddy Water, what's happening, man?
What's going on?
That's Monty, what's up? Lamont.
Oh, I might be rich because I ran, but $45, $100 worth of food stamps for $45, nigga thought I wasn't finna
bite on
that.
Bite
on that.
Oh, top, Lamont, what's up?
What's happening, man? Hey, man.
Oh,
man. I just want to say, Water, you've been 100 since day one before me, and I appreciate the love and the access that you and the whole umbrella then gave me since y'all opened the door for me. Nothing but love,
man.
Yes,
vice
sir.
Versa, man. You know, you always kept it solid with us, brother. You know what I'm saying? You a player type. You know, I like the way you've always carried yourself, you know, like a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with you. You always show respect and love, and we're going to get that love right back to you.
Hello. All the time. Appreciate it, man.
You know it, buddy.
All right, man. I appreciate you, E-Feasible, man. We be back next week, every show, every Wednesday, this same particular time. Ain't no telling who's going to be on this show, man. I appreciate you, big bro. Much success. And I'll see what you got going on in the future.
Let me say this, bro. I appreciate you.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You too, and I want to tell you, I'm proud of you, man. You're my brother. You've been right there with me from day one. You've seen all the ups and downs. You know it was never a cakewalk, and, you know, I love you, brother, and send my love to the family. And I'm going to continue to have your back like a backpack, just like you got my back like a backpack, brother, okay?
Yes, sir. We're going to say condolences to my wife's mother. She passed away a couple of days ago. RIP Pam Graham, man, I love you. And, you know,
RIP Dory Rock, too.
RIP Dory Rock, real spill.
I haven't seen Dory Rock in years, bro. That was sad news, you know. But, hey, man, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he's in a better place, man. That's what it's about, man. So, God bless you.
Yeah, hopefully everybody in a better place, on a better place. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. Thank you, family. Thank you for everybody that called in and chimed in, man. We truly appreciate it. 100. Yeah, hello.
Hello.